Well, until somebody asks a more important question, yeah. Did you want to go first, Brian?
I'll give the standard overview of what kind of games did we have. Let's see, students.
Well, with all these trips, you don't know the full impact for quite some time, but no question that we had great exchanges with some of the companies that are here now, thanked them for their business, talked about their possible future expansion, and there is some of that in prospect at some of those firms. We had a couple of transactions that are very current, including the Chrysler Getrag joint venture, a project that we believe Indiana has a great chance to win, as well as some smaller companies signed one deal, and met with some that are here that I believe have a really explosive growth potential. So I have the same reaction that I always do on these trips. I'm very glad we went, and I'm very glad to be back. Yeah.
That really isn't the same in Europe. Is there an advantage on other fronts of being able to do it one-on-one?
I think it's always good business to, it may be slightly more a part of their tradition in Japan, but I think it's always good business. And many of these firms went out of their way to say how grateful they were and surprised that we came to see them in person. So that's always good to hear. In addition, the path is a little less well-trodden over there. When I was in Japan last time, seems to me, I was about the 24th or 25th governor that had been there at least briefly, maybe not in force as we were, maybe not as long, but I was only the fourth governor, I asked him, the only fourth governor they'd seen in Germany, and the other three all went in and out specifically on the ThyssenKrupp steel, a transaction which was recently announced. So ours was the only trade delegation that the people I saw had seen, and so maybe we had a chance to steal a march a little bit on the opposition, on the competition.
Obviously it's somewhat different for the companies that already have businesses in Indiana, but did you find that people you talked to were familiar with the state?
Many were not. We had large receptions in Germany and in the UK. I had a great meeting with, in essence, the head of the German Chamber of Commerce, who has 110,000 members. And while he was somewhat aware of the economic conditions in our state and potential of our state, he said most of his members wouldn't be, but he was going to acquaint them with it. So no, I think there's a lot of ground to be covered in terms of explaining the virtues of Indiana to people over there. And by the way, and particularly in Germany, they are still very manufacturing focused themselves, and so they were very intrigued to know about the state that has the right now probably the most manufacturing momentum of any American state.
Understanding that was folks that came off.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I haven't heard this announcement, but you know, theirs is a very cyclical industry, and of course, to some extent, housing related. But they're very, very pleased with the Shelbyville plant and see that being a big, maybe bigger part of their future. So, I think over the long term, we expect that to be a very positive contributor.
What did you learn from the CEO of Little Steel?
I learned that they feel their utility costs are higher than they wish they were, and we're aware of that, and we're looking at ways in which maybe over time at least we can address it. But there's no question that they believe that's one of their most, overall, one of their most positive environments, and I think there is some potential for growth there, and it was a marvelous opportunity It ran on for close to 2 hours. I finally broke it off because I didn't want to overstay. But he is, this is a person who's all over the world all the time, and I probably ask a lot more questions than he did.
Are they so concerned about the cost of the tax rate that they're seeing?
That didn't really come up. And let me say, he's very hands-on. He's very knowledgeable. He may have done a little bit of research about those plants in general, but my impression was this is a man who knows exactly what is going on in all his important facilities all the time. He is a manufacturing person. He came up as a steel maker. He still knows all about the technology of steel. He's not just a financial whiz putting together companies that someone else is running. So it was a rare opportunity, and I'll always be very grateful for it. Here's a little anecdote that I found very interesting. In some context, I brought up the question of safety, of worker safety. And he said, yes, he said, this has become a major focus of theirs. They have 433,000 employees worldwide, if you can imagine such a number. And with that many, there's always the chance of something happening. He says, if there is a fatality for any reason in a middle facility worldwide, the plant manager is to be in London first thing the following Monday morning. And when their senior management meets, safety is the first topic they take up. And I speculated that that kind of system probably has a very strong preventive effect. And he said, yes, he thinks so, because fatalities have gone down in the months since they put that in place. And all I was thinking was, first of all, here's somebody who is really intent on running his business well. And secondly, I was thinking every plant manager around the world of middle is probably saying to himself every day, I don't ever want to take that trip. I gather some of them probably leave without their jobs, leave London without their jobs. So this is one of the most important companies in the world right now, and obviously very important to us in Indiana, and I believe that in general they're pleased.
Germany has a relatively new chancellor, Britain's about to get a brand new prime minister. Does that have any repercussions on trade policy down to the Indiana level?
Well, we'll see. I think that the Europeans we saw are all very interested and appreciative of the trade we have between the two areas. Their currencies are strong right now, so and their economies are growing, not fast, but faster than they have. Right now, a couple of them a little faster than the U.S., which is a change. And all this, I think, is positive for our job, which is to insource jobs to Indiana. That's what we're there for. And so it is a pretty good time to talk to at least those companies that are succeeding while their currency is strong about investing some of it and hiring Hoosiers.
Governor, while you were gone, our gas prices continue to go up in Indiana as well above the national average. I wonder if you considered suspending the sales tax on gasoline. If so, why haven't you?
Well, I think about it each time we get a little spike. But I've not thought it, up to now, a very effective or responsible thing to do. But we'll keep talking about it and looking at it. And my reasons are, first of all, that we're still trying to restore the full fiscal strength of the state. And this would be a step backward there. Secondly, such relief would fall on the rich and poor alike. I know no way to target this relief to the people for whom it might make a difference that doesn't give the relief to millionaires at least equally, maybe more so. So it doesn't appear to me a very effective step. It wouldn't reduce the price very much, and it would, as I say, benefit people who don't particularly need the relief as much or more as those who do. So never say never, but right now although I can appreciate maybe the short-term popularity that would go with it, I don't think it's a responsible step when you consider all the factors.
Thank you.
How's this past session talked about getting rid of the sales tax on gas permanently? Ultimately, it didn't come out that way. Mm-hmm. But if assuming fiscal health were in order, is that something that you consider?
Yeah, I think so. One of the proponents of the idea is Representative Denny Oxley, who was kind enough to go with us on this trip, help us try to insource some jobs. And he and I had a long discussion about it. It's a very costly thing to do, that is to say, in terms of the total revenue, so it's not a step you take lightly. But we've worked hard now for 2.5 years to get the state in the position where you can think about things like this. We have balanced the budget heading into the third consecutive year. We have paid back most, not all, of the debts. The schools are paid, local governments and universities come next. And so if we can continue on that track, you can, I think, begin to think about these things, which up to now, I believe, would have not been, as I said, responsible.
Obviously, the Indy 500 this weekend. Are you going to be doing any sort of talking to motorsports industry this weekend?
Sure are.
Tell us a bit about that.
Well, on Wednesday, we're hosting the British Motorsports Association. This is the premier center of high-paid jobs and elite technology in the world. We visited them over there. We held a reception for some of their members while we were in London. Not because we love racing, although we do, but because there are some great business opportunities here, and we're a natural place. And we've been adding some motorsports businesses, but we could do a lot better. So that's on Wednesday, as I recall. And we'll be seeing a number of other people one by one. And it's racing related. I'm looking forward to hosting the president of Honda on Friday when he's here for the race.
So you need to ask about Colts. What do you think going into tomorrow's meeting?
I've got my fingers crossed like everybody else. What I think is that the mayor and his team have done a phenomenal job, really a phenomenal job. Not only of stating the city's case in the best possible way, but what they've done to raise private money, different than, as I understand it, every other Super Bowl, which has involved taxpayer funds. That's just a terrific performance, and I've been really pleased to play a bit part and just help out as I've been asked.
Do you see any real bad bitch of the rest of the state outside of Indianapolis and the Dona counties if we were to secure the Super Bowl?
I do. There'll be in ways we probably can't even guess at right now, but there'll be a lot of contracts, I suspect, to support those who are directly hosting our guests and selling them items and so forth. And so I suspect that the ripple effect will be bigger than anybody knows, but at a minimum, a big, big impact regionally.
Governor, with the new property tax legislation signed, not all 92 counties are going to get their rebate checks out to the taxpayers by the end of 2007. There's some concern that the IRS might consider these rebate checks to be taxable income for tax purposes if the checks go out in 2008 and payable 2009. Has there been any discussion between the administration and the IRS about this issue, or is it something that can be dealt with administratively, or would it have to be dealt with legislatively in short session?
Well, it would be a curious theory that found this stuff to be taxable, but as I understand it, they're seeking a judgment from the IRS or a ruling from the IRS that clarifies this. Again, the switching to the rebate mechanism was a late change in the bill, and it's okay with me unless it proves to have these practical problems. But the whole goal here, of course, would reduce people's taxes and not have any of it leak back to the federal government. So if we can't get this clarified, we ought to talk about fixing it.
Backing up to the 500 for a second, can you be meeting with non-motor sports industries, those who come in to watch the race, or is this going to be
primarily motorsports? No, some of the other, absolutely. I know I'm going to spend a good bit of time it was his request with the chairman of AT&T. Mr. Stevenson was the COO at the time we made the I'll say, a gentleman's agreement that if we could transform telecommunications and by deregulating it in this state, that we would become a prime place for future jobs and investment. And they've held their end up. We passed the bill, and they've added 1,000 jobs in two big facilities, as you know. So I'm looking forward to seeing him, and I hope exploring even further telecom opportunities for our workers.
Governor, tomorrow, are you going to? Where are you going to be for the Super Bowl announcement? Are you going to be waiting by phone or doing the business?
Now, I got a lot of business to catch up on, so I'll be in town tomorrow and just waiting like every citizen and sports fan for what we hope will be good news.
I was wondering if you could just characterize broadly the impact that this would have on the region's economy, because I mean, clearly, it's kind of a no-brainer that it would have an impact, but perhaps it would seem more so for Indianapolis than Dallas or Phoenix.
I think it probably would mean more to us than larger cities, certainly to those cities that have had this event or similar events in their past. I can't quantify or summarize the impact for you better than Fred Glass and his team have. It's gigantic by any measure, and it's both intangible as well as tangible. The exposure, the visibility of our state worldwide be enormous, and I can't tell you exactly what that leads to, but I can tell you that it's important. Folks in Germany will know where we are by virtue of an event like that, whether some governor wanders in to tell them or not.
Has there been any replacement name for Chuck Chandler?
No, it's one of my first orders of business now that I'm back. Been thinking about it. There may be no other job that I think is as important to what we are trying to do. And Chuck will be very tough to replace. The balanced budgets, the reform of department after department is as much his success as any other one person's, and so I'm going to take some time and try to get the very, very best person we can. I'm thinking about that too. And I said I'd have something to say by the middle of the year, and I will. Good as any other date, I guess, but. You know, we like surprises, Nikki, so it could be a giant head fake, too, you know. Yeah.
Being a someone who likes surprises. The U.S. Attorney for this district, Susan Brooks, has been mentioned as a potential candidate for assistant U.S. Attorney General. Do you have any thoughts or observations on how she might do?
Oh, I hadn't heard that, but she'd do well. She's a real talent. Solid lawyer and been great in that job, and I'm not surprised if she's been noticed, and wouldn't be surprised if an even higher position were offered her. She's ready for it, but I hope we don't lose her. All right, thanks a lot.